This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, boys. I brought you a treat today. Nothing less than baked cheese curls. Yum! Looks good? This is made with real cheese. Made with real cheese. Okay, now I'm going to ask these boys a question, then I'm going to give a little talk. Do you know why this says O-U-D, but it does not say Chalav Yisrael, which means Jewish milk, but this one says Chalav Yisrael kosher dairy with three rabbinical stamps, three different rabbis.
Maybe because this one is a Jewish brand.
This is a Jewish brand, he says. Okay, they want to give business to Jews, and this is not. Interesting guess. Why would you say this is, what is Chalav Yisrael? Any idea?
Signed by the rabbis.
Okay, back to your seats, and I'm going to fill you in what it is, boys. Thank you. We'll give it out shortly. You want to guess?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you say it is?
It's like when the cow like gets milked, like the rabbi is there like 24/7.
Oh, okay, we're getting there. So let me explain. Okay, but we had a chance to call if you don't want to come. So let me tell you what it really boils down to. You could try, but then come here. Then come here.
Then you didn't have to come here.
I didn't want him to spill this thing. But okay, all right. You can think that I'm not fair, but let's go for it. I invited the boys to come up and say their opinions. Some didn't want to, and now they want to. But anyway, the bottom line is like this. If you have a donkey that gives milk, all mammals give milk. Horses give milk, dogs give milk, camels give milk. If a Jew would have a cup of that milk and drink it, he would get whipped by the Beis Din. That's an Aveiro. Because kola yotze min atame tame, anything that comes out of a non-pure animal, not kosher animal, that milk is not kosher. So now, we are worried in general that how do you know the milk that goes into our product is from a cow or a sheep or a goat, which are kosher? Make it straight, it looks very slanted. Yeah. So the answer is, we have a rabbi who's supervising to make sure that all the milk that's in the container that's going to the store that's making the product, he was supervised by a Jew who makes sure it's not a horse milk. How do you know it's not horse milk? How do you know it's not camel milk or other milk? So some people, they say, no, they're not going to put dog milk in this. So they rely on something called chalav stam, which is really also called chalav akum, which means a guy's milk. And they rationalize that in this country, in America, no one puts pig milk into the brands. So they're assuming that it's kosher milk. So whoever has Chalav Yisrael says, I'm not assuming nothing. I want to make sure I'm eating kosher. Whoever eats something that says without Chalav Yisrael, he's hoping, he's assuming, he's thinking that it's cow milk, but he might be wrong one day. And he might be really punished in the next world. How dare you eat that chocolate bar that said that it wasn't Chalav Yisrael? You thought it was cow milk, but guess what? It wasn't cow milk. And then he's going to be in big trouble. He gets to go to a place called Gehenna, which is really a bad place. So now, you want to be an Orthodox Jew? Only eat Chalav Yisrael. Do you want to be a modern, not so religious Jew? Then you can eat things that are not Chalav Yisrael. Who's going to go to Gan Eden, to the next world, and get the greatest reward? The one that just assumes it's kosher, or the one that makes sure it's kosher?
The one that makes sure it's kosher.
So again, I used to eat this till my bar mitzvah. Once I was bar mitzvah, I said, no more eating chalav stam. I put away Kit Kats and delicious Rolos and other chocolate bars. I said, now I'm bar mitzvah. I'm more responsible. I can't just play around with my life. So again, when it says chalav Yisrael, it means it's for sure kosher. When it doesn't, so you're assuming, I'm assuming in this country that the government wouldn't let them put dog milk in here. So I think I'm pretty good. But just know, you want to be more religious? Buy products that are Chalav Yisrael. Do you want to be less religious? Hey, suit yourself. But just know that people that are more religious, they're called B'nai Torah. And there's the best people in the world are B'nai Torah. Get that through your head. Get that through your skull. Get that through your ears. The best people in the world are B'nai Torah. Those that are always worried about what does the Torah say? That, oh, okay, I think it's fine, good enough, yeah, it's kosher. They even have three rabbis to give their hashkacha, their supervision. to make sure it's good. Okay, questions loud and clear so the microphone can hear you.
What if you find out something that isn't Chalav Yisrael?
In other words, if you buy milk in the store that's not Chalav Yisrael, so you're assuming that it's kosher, but you don't know for sure. So you're really at risk. You want to clarify your question because I'm not sure I get it. Yes?
What if you actually check?
So you're a Jew, so then it's Chalav Yisrael. As soon as a Jew checks that it's coming from a cow, that's Chalav Yisrael. That means milk that a Jew watched to make sure it's not from a different animal. Yeah. By the way, in certain countries outside of America, it's very common that they use other milks. So don't be so quick to say, oh, I'm sure it's cow milk. How do you know? Yeah.
How is it one person's fault if they don't know for sure if it's going to be a non-kosher?
How is it someone's fault? Because in life, you always have to be careful that you're not doing
other. Let's say someone didn't know that the not-so-religious hashgacha means that it's not a certain.
So he's gambling. Guarantee. He's gambling. He's taking
but
a
he
chance.
He doesn't know that it has a chance of not being cow milk.
It's not religious.
Oh, you can't compare a hashkacha that just says that we're also relying that it's this country they use cow milk. They're also relying. But here, no, it's not relying, not assuming. I know for a fact it's cow milk. So again, there's a remote chance one day they might not have their supply of cow milk, and they might use milk that's more horse milk. They might do an experiment one day. Let's see what tastes better, cow milk or horse milk. So you're risking your own. Now, I want to end off with one point. Someone who eats not kosher, it's metamtem his lev. That means his heart becomes dull, and instead of him enjoying mitzvos, he finds mitzvos dull. Why? Because he put poison in himself. Not kosher is a poison.
How does he heal the poison?
How does he heal himself? By doing teshuva and crying to Hashem on Yom Kippur, please cleanse me from any tumah. And then maybe then he gets cured. Just like someone who's mechal Shabbos, and he watches movies on Shabbos, he's chayv misa. God forbid he has to die before 60. But if he does teshuvah, he cries to Hashem, he says, I'm sorry, I never will do it again, I regret it, then perhaps Hashem will forgive him and he won't have to die before 60. So we're lucky that Hashem gave us a mitzvah teshuvah. But anyway, now let's enjoy a snack and everyone can have real Chalav Yisrael.
Thank you, Rabbi.
You're going to make a bracha, all these tzaddikim. And you get a dollar to the canteen for videoing.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Enjoy. Shahakal, Baruch Atah Hashem. You want? Want to taste one? Okay. Okay, we got it.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.